Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron had to face fellow European leaders today in Brussels for the first time since his country voted to leave the European Union. It will probably be the last time he attends an EU summit, and the day was awkward. On the agenda, discussions about how to carry out what is likely to be a painful divorce. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Brussels.
The atmosphere was tense as leaders arrived for the two-day summit to deal with an issue they never thought they'd have to face. Until now, countries have only wanted to get into the EU. Reporters pounced on British Prime Minister David Cameron as he arrived.
Well, good afternoon. I'll be explaining that Britain will be leaving the European Union, but I want that process to be as constructive as possible, and I hope the outcome can be as constructive as possible, because, of course, while we're leaving the European Union, we mustn't be turning our backs on Europe. These countries are our neighbours, our friends, our allies, our partners.
5 days after a shock referendum that saw 52% of Brits vote to sever ties with the EU, London is begging for time to deal with something it seems completely unprepared for. In a pre-summit meeting yesterday, the leaders of Germany, France, and Italy said the separation process would not start until Britain invokes Article 50 of the EU treaty. Cameron has said he will leave that up to his successor in October. But if Britain thinks it can take months, French President François Hollande saw things differently.
Les Britanniques ont fait un choix. Faut en tirer toutes les conclusions, même si moi je regrette ce choix.
I regret the vote, said Hollande, but it's now time to face the consequences. Hollande said Europe needs Britain to invoke the Leave Charter as soon as possible so we can organize things in everyone's best interest, he said. Britain's and especially Europe's.
Großbritannien hat sich mit diesem Referendum
The real fireworks today were at the European Parliament, which called an extraordinary session. A large majority of the 751 members backed a resolution calling on Britain to rapidly trigger Article 50. Many members directed their anger at Nigel Farage, the British politician and member of the European Parliament who spearheaded the Leave campaign. Guy Verhofstadt of Belgium said Farage had created
a toxic climate that is bad for business, bad for investment, bad, Mr. Farage, for all hardworking, ordinary, decent people.
Farage accused the European Union of being in denial. Speaking to reporters later, Farage said,
The European Union's finished. It doesn't work. You know, we just had the honour in Britain of being the first country that rejected membership of it. And, you know, you could be next. It could be Denmark next. It could be Dexit.
A very different message came from Scotland, part of the United Kingdom which voted overwhelmingly to stay in the EU. Alan Smith of the Scottish National Party issued an impassioned appeal.
Now, colleagues, there is a lot of things to be negotiated. We will need cool heads and warm hearts. But please remember this. Scotland did not let you down. Please, I beg you, cher collègue, do not let Scotland down now.
Though Britain is still technically in the Union, tomorrow it has been excluded from meetings where the 27 remaining leaders of the EU will try to stop the contagion and build a new European Union for the future. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Brussels.